Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Iron Brew podcast. Brad Mell, Matt Blanchard, Matt Ellis. It's been quite a while since our last episode, but plenty to discuss on this one. Obviously, Hill's been in charge quite a while now. We've seen a number of games. We'll be discussing it generally because I think we get a bit of an idea of, you know, how he wants to run things, the sort of the way the team's improving slightly. We'll go into that later on. The main thing, of course, from behind the scenes, and quite big news really, is that Simon Elliott has rejoined the board. And obviously we've had Simon on this podcast a few times, haven't we? We've spoken to him. We really like him. He was obviously here before. Steps in the right direction, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to see him back. And I think, you know, he's already kind of making his presence felt with things that are happening behind the scenes. So we'll talk about the under-18s, but he obviously laid some buses on for that game against Manchester United. And I think, you know, he's going to be a crucial link, really, between sort of Swan and the Swan family and the fans. There's been Zoom meetings and things like that, which I think have happened because he's been reaching out to fans on Twitter. And obviously, fans have been able to have that link, really, I suppose. And I think Swan obviously deserves some credit as well because he's been putting a hell of a lot of meetings on with fans and he's obviously been listening to concerns and things like that. And I think overall, you know, you think back to maybe 2 or 3 months ago where we were off the pitch, and then we look at it now, okay, it's not perfect, but it's certainly moving in the right direction. And I think Simon can be a really big part of that. You know, he's at games, he's in the away end at times talking to fans, and, you know, he's going to gauge what fans are feeling. And hopefully some of that can kind of be relayed back to Swan and the rest of the board. And hopefully, you know, that they will act on it. And, you know, hopefully Simon's a voice that the Swans can trust. And, you know, he's obviously respected by the fans. And I think hopefully, yeah, it should be a really good move for the club. So really pleased to see him back. We'll see what happens moving forward in terms of sort of fan engagement and things like that. But I think so far so good, really. Let's see how that develops sort of between now and the end of the season.
I think as well, it's something that a lot of fans have been wanting. Also Simon coming back, but also it's a different voice, isn't it, outside of the family, just actually in that boardroom?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's actually been quite an essential appointment, really, because if we look back to when Swan made that kind of relatively surprising statement where he kind of apologised and said he got it wrong. And obviously, you know, we then need to base kind of the direction of the club and the actions of the chairman based, you know, what he's trying to do to kind of make things better, if you like, in you know, obviously a relatively worrying period for the club. And I suppose that the appointment of Simon has been a real kind of plus and a real kind of, you know, signal of us moving in the right direction. And, you know, as you said, Matt, I think that there's that connection to the fans. And I think that, you know, he obviously loves the club and he's been here and did it before Swan was around. And so it's really important to kind of have that perspective again from an era when, you know, potentially we were kind of looking, you know, a lot more optimistic. So it's nice to have that viewpoint and be interesting to see how that kind of translates to kind of off the field and on the field fortunes, really. And obviously kind of, you know, the whole news about the Manchester United game and the coaches being laid on and things like that was obviously a real good move by the club and by the new director. So it looks good from the outside looking in, and hopefully that'll continue.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's probably worth us seeing if we can maybe try and get him back on here, actually. As you say, he's been on a few times, hasn't he? And a different perspective this time around. So maybe we'll see if we can make that happen. You've both mentioned it already. I was going to bring this up. The Man United game under 18s, so they've got those in the cup. That's tomorrow as we record this. And yeah, you've mentioned the bus. They've put that on the first three coaches anyway for free. I know they've added another one. The take-up's been great for it, hasn't it? I think there's, what is it, about sort of, is it 300 or 400 odd people going? I think, you know, great support and a great opportunity for those under 18s.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good occasion for them. And I think, to be honest, you look at their sort of league results and things like that and how they've been going for the last couple of seasons, really. I think they're, you know, they're going really well. And it is definitely promising. You only have to look at sort of the last few weeks on the first team. Quite a few of those players that will be playing tomorrow have made the bench, and I think that's great. And I think it's really important for the club to see some of these players coming through. I think at times we've probably been critical of Tony Dawes a little bit and the coaching setup, or the youth coaching setup, because there's not been that many players breaking through. And you know, you look at it, and now, I mean, if they're not going to break through when we're sort of bottom of League Two, and I know it's a very difficult sort of situation to throw these young lads into, but I think, you know, we're in League Two, it's the best chance we've got of kind of bedding those players in from the youth and kind of getting them into the first team. And, you know, from the players that I've seen, obviously I've not seen much of the youth team at all, but the players that I've seen that have been given a chance this season, and I know they've obviously signed professional terms now, but you look at Wilson, Gallimore, that obviously broken through, and, you know, they don't look out of place when they have played. They don't look out of place in the first team. So I think it's very positive. And, you know, they've done well to get there I think it's a third round. And it's going to be a good occasion. And you know, it's a chance for them to kind of play against some of the better players in the world, if you like, in their age group. And it'll be interesting to see how they get on. But I think the other thing as well with, we spoke about it earlier on in the season, I think the appointment of Dale Tong has been a really good one as well. Obviously, another voice in there. He's obviously got a lot of experience, good experience of kind of being an assistant manager in League One, now working with the academy. And I think you can see that the players are kind of progressing really well and developing really well. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they get on. But I think ultimately, they are progressing. I think we are getting better as an academy, and I think we will kind of see bear the fruit of that a little bit in the first team, hopefully, in the next couple of years. Because I think Hill, obviously, as well, has kind of said that he's got faith in the young lads that he's throwing in there. He knows that they can do a job, and he's obviously giving chances as well and giving experience, first team experience, to some of the young lads that we're playing sort of tomorrow night and for the academy for, you know, the foreseeable future. But I just think, you know, we look back in the summer, we had the Joey Dawson sort of scenario when he's left, he's gone to Celtic. He's obviously got a lot of talent, but we never really saw him in the first team. I know he had injuries and things like that. It'd be a shame if some of these players, I'm thinking Wilson and a couple more I've seen, that I think they do have a lot of talent. It'd be a shame if we was in a similar scenario when we never really see them and then they get a decent move. So, yeah, I think there's definitely steps in the right direction there as well. And, you know, wish him a lot of luck for tomorrow night. It'd be a really good experience.
And opportunities as well. I mean, as you say, we don't really get to see much of these games, and that'll be the case for a lot of fans, and certainly a lot of fans going tomorrow night. For most of these people, it'll be the first time they've had a look at these players. If anybody sort of stands out, you know, makes a bit of a name for themselves, then with January coming up, and we'll talk about January a little bit later on, with the changes that we think, you know, need to happen, it's a real chance to have some of these players, you know, getting fans on their side and saying, well, let's try this guy. He looked really good in that game.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that one of the players who I would have liked to see more of, really, is Cameron Wilson. I thought he was really good when he played very kind of sparingly under Cox. And it'd be nice to see if he's going to get kind of introduced under Hill, really. It'd be nice to see. And I think so, you know, it's a good chance for these kind of players to show the fans on a wider basis what they've been doing kind of every, you know, day in, day out. And as you said, they've been doing quite well in the league over the past few seasons as well. So it's a real good opportunity for the players to even put themselves in the shop window, because, you know, they're playing on a big stage. There'll be a lot more people watching there. You know, there are going to be scouts there as kind of a routine, you know, thing just being at Old Trafford. So it'd be quite nice to see, and like hopefully one or two will impress, and you know, they'll get kind of moved into the fringes of the first team, who players we haven't seen before. But I think that it's important to stress as well that, you know, this is obviously a very, very important part of kind of bringing players through into the first team, but we also need to look experience at this kind of at the same time. And I think that it will be an interesting January to see which kind of pool of players Hill looks to draw upon, and again, it will be nice to see some of the youngsters kind of getting more of a chance.
Well, let's turn to Hill then, shall we? Back to the first team. Now, we've not done a podcast since he's been in charge, you know, partly, you know, having a look at the team, seeing how things are changing, get a good couple of games under the belt to sort of see that come to fruition. I'll just go through the results since then and up until yesterday. Salford 1-0, lost to Mansfield 3-1, Orient 1-1, Bradford 1-1, Stevenage 1-1, Hartlepool 0-0. So obviously the first thing to pull out there, a lot of draws. And I think at a time where beforehand we probably wouldn't have got draws, certainly not in all of the games. There's lots of things I'd like to discuss about Hill's appointment, actually. I think fitness is one. I think the way, you know, we're playing. Maybe let's start with the results in general. Obviously, he's not got that first win yet. Are you too concerned about that? Or do you think this is, you know, steps in the right direction, certainly?
Yeah, I think so. I think that many Iron fans are going to be concerned that we haven't got that first win. And that's understandable. And I'm obviously concerned as well. But I think that the main thing we can kind of take for the first few games in charge under Hill is that, you know, we're a lot harder to beat. And that's something that we definitely weren't under Cox. You know, we really struggled to get anything from a game. And I think that a lot of the games that we've played recently, we wouldn't really have got anything from the game, but we have now because there's a bit more organisation. You know, as we said, the fitness levels seem to be a lot higher, and that is something that the manager has kind of drilled in even in the post-match interviews. The fitness, you know, isn't good enough. You know, this is not how it generally works and stuff like that. And he admitted that there will probably be more injuries while we get up to fitness, but that would then like make you like to think that, you know, once these players are all as fit as Hill wants them to be, that then there will be less injuries because they are like more robust, a lot fitter. And you know, we've had a lot of injuries over the past 2 or 3 years under managers who have at times been criticised for the level of fitness of the players mid-season. So, you know, is this the remedy for that, to have these players to be ultra fit under a manager who really likes to push the players in training and on the match day? And will that result in us not getting as many injuries? Because that will be really interesting to see if that is the case for that. Because, you know, mysteriously, we've had more injuries than I've ever seen, you know, in my kind of my time watching the club, and even compared to pretty much any other team in the league. You know, I'm sure there's a stat out there, which I don't have to hand, but you know, our injury problems have well been documented, and hopefully this is the remedy to that. It wouldn't surprise me if it is. And I think that, you know, as I said, you know, we are much harder to beat, and we look like a team. And I think that we all knew that. I didn't feel that there was going to be a new manager bounce in kind of a traditional way, where the new manager comes in and all the players play for the new manager and we start to get wins. It's not as easy as that at the bottom of the league. You know, it rarely happens, in fact. And I think that it's something that takes time, and it's something that will probably take longer with this squad, because there is a distinct lack of quality, unfortunately. And I think that it's just a case of getting to January, maybe picking up a win before January now and some more draws, and staying within touching distance of the pack, if you like, and then seeing what we can do in the transfer window. Because, you know, Keith is a very experienced manager, and you know, without a doubt, he will have already done his due diligence now before January to see players that he can bring in to basically help this team survive, and the players that he's going to kind of want to ship out. And let's hope that there is, you know, a few incomings, and he's backed by the chairman, and also that this embargo situation can be, you know, kind of worked out and sort of moved around, so we can bring in the players we need to basically keep us in the league. And I think despite the huge strides that have clearly been made since Hill has come in, I think that we still need help from the January transfer window to make us a team that will survive. And I think that that's going to be the kind of crucial element to this, to Hill's tenure.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think, you know, I'm a lot less concerned than I was a couple of months ago. And actually, I'm quite relaxed about it at the moment, because we've still got quite a lot of games to play. And I think, you know, the difference, okay, we've not won a game under Hill at the moment. But I think the difference in the way we're playing, you know, the fitness, as you say, Matt, it's night and day. I still don't think it's quite good enough, but that kind of proves how bad we were and how useless we were really under Cox, because we've gone from being an awful team that looked certain to be relegated to sort of a team that can now compete, but we're still not quite there. And I think there's been a hell of an improvement all over the pitch. Certain players, I'm sure we're going to talk about, you know, are playing fantastically well, in my opinion, players that we probably wrote off in the past. You know, there seem to be sort of new players. And, you know, I think the difference is night and day between what we were seeing earlier on in the season and now. Whether that's going to be enough, I don't know with this group of players. I don't think it is. I think they do need help. I think Hill knows they need help. And as you say, Matt, hopefully he will get that in January, whether, you know, it's going to be difficult to do any wheeling and dealing, but it's going to have to happen because that's going to give us our best chance of survival. But I am a little bit more relaxed, I think. I think we've got a really good manager. You know, the players seem to be buying into what he's trying to do. The fitness levels are great, and obviously he's turned that round in a very short space of time. But we're actually now competing for the full 90 minutes, and you know, it's only maybe 3 weeks ago that we were playing for sort of 50-60 minutes, and then I think it was the Bradford game, Leighton Orient game, we were absolutely, you know, on our feet at the end, out on our feet. And I think, you know, that's, he's got to take a lot of credit for that. I think you know, he's slowly turning things around. Matt's right, you know, it wasn't going to happen overnight because we were that far behind and that far off the pace, really, to where we needed to be to compete with teams at this level, which, you know, you just got to look at kind of what went on in the summer, and you know, maybe wasn't just the players we're bringing in, maybe it's the fitness, it's the whole sort of you know, what goes on behind the scenes that was not quite right. And you know, he's slowly putting that right, I think. And I still do believe that with Hill, we might just get out of it. You know, I think I'd go as far as to say I think we will get out of it. And I know it's sort of it's not looking great at the moment. We obviously got to pick up wins sooner rather than later, but I'm sure they will come. And I think if we carry on playing as we have done in the last couple of games, you know, Hartlepool yesterday, I thought we were great. Okay, we're lacking a little bit in the final third, and we're not creating a massive amount of chances. But you know, that was probably one of the best performances we've seen for a while, and some of the home games as well. We've done okay against decent sides, Leighton Orient, for example, when we weren't quite at it fitness wise. So yeah, I think there's a hell of a lot of progress being made. There's still a long way to go. There's still a lot that does need to improve, but I think the main thing is the players he's got at the moment. Obviously, he can only work with these players for the next couple of weeks until he can maybe do some business. Every single one of them players are now buying into it, and I think you could see that yesterday. You know, 100% committed, and you know, that should be the bare minimum. And I think he does keep banging on about that should be the bare minimum for these players, and that's the bare minimum he expects from a team. But we are getting that, and I don't think previously we were. And it has made a difference. Okay, it would have been nice to get some wins. And I mean, the people that were backing Cox will say, well, nothing's really changed. But I think if you kind of look at it and take each aspect of kind of the team and the squad and how we're playing and the style of play and fitness, I think a hell of a lot has improved. And, you know, as I say, I am a lot more confident than I was a couple of months ago. And, you know, he's applied for the job a couple of times in the past, and I would have liked to have seen him get it sooner, to be honest, because I've been really impressed with him, and he comes across really well. So, yeah.
Let's just imagine if we had appointed him a year ago, we wouldn't be in this fucking mess, would we?
I don't think so. I genuinely believe that, because I do think he would have had us organised. And, you know, as I say, the difference in the last couple of months, the last couple of months has been massive, really. As I say, it's not quite enough at the moment, but I think we will get there, and I think he will get there. And yeah, as I say, I feel a lot more kind of confident. So yeah, let's see what happens. But he definitely does need backing in January.
Yeah, I mean, just turn to the league table for a second. You're just looking at the form, but no, I think significantly we're not cut adrift, are we? You know, that could have been the worst thing, is because, as you were saying, it's a little bit different down the bottom end of the table. You're not necessarily getting that new manager bounce. You know, if we'd have lost a few of these games rather than drawn them, then, you know, we could have been slipping right down. But, you know, we're level on points with Oldham. Of course, we've got them on Boxing Day. That's obviously going to be a massive game. So 16 points each. And then just above, Stevenage and Carlisle, they're both on 19. You know, and you look at Oldham's form, lost one, won one, then lost three, drawn one. You know, we've only lost one in the last six. And I think certainly you look at games, maybe even yesterday, Hartlepool, when they had that spell later on, under Cox, you know, previously, we'd have probably folded there. And I think I'm a little bit more relaxed about it as well, because even if we go a goal down, I feel like, oh, that's not it. Whereas earlier in the season and last season, I think if, you know, if we concede early on, we're finished. We're not getting back in this game. But now it does seem a little bit better, I think.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. I think, I mean, how many times have we said that sort of over the past couple of seasons, when we've gone one behind, it has been essentially game over. I mean, the stats are there for all to see. We very rarely have come from behind, but you look at a couple of the games recently where we've done that. I think there's kind of the belief is growing within this group of players that we can actually compete at this level, which, you know, we should be able to. And as you say, yeah, the league table, okay, it's not great, but you look.
We're not cut adrift, though, are we? We're not out of it.
No, exactly. And I think, I think we do need to keep in touch until we can bring some players in. And obviously, even then, it's not a given that in January we're going to be able to go out and sign two or three really good players. Obviously, there's a lot to be worked out, and I think a lot of it depends on the embargo, the EFL, and I think, you know, that will become clear in the next few weeks what we can and what we can't do. Whether we can pay the loan, who knows, whether Swan is able to do that, and whether the embargo would be lifted even if he does that, are really important questions that, you know, we need the answers to. However, yeah, I think you're right. We're not cut adrift. I think you can kind of go up as far as sort of Barrow in the table. I think they're only on 22 points, so they're not a million miles away. And it would have been nice, obviously, to pick up a win on Tuesday at Stevenage. I think we could have won that game, really. It was a bit of a shame. And I think with a bit more firepower, we may have done, or a bit more creativity, we may have done. And I think, yes, those are the games we do need to be winning if we are to turn it around. But yeah, we're not cut adrift. You know, we're not losing games. We're sticking in games. And actually, yesterday, Hartlepool had a spell in the second half. As you say, Brad, I think at times in the past we would have folded. And I think you look at a couple of games recently. Leighton Orient got a bit lucky that night. You know, they missed some sitters and Bradford as well. You know, we're hanging on a little bit at the end. But there is a bit more resolve, I think. And actually, yesterday's game, we kind of weathered that spell. And then actually we finished the stronger, I would say, of the two sides, which is something we've not really seen. And I think fitness does play a massive part, because obviously when we were coming under the cosh earlier in the season, we maybe conceded and then heads dropped. But at the moment, we're kind of holding firm. And then, you know, we've got that extra bit of fitness to get back up the pitch and try and create. And I think yesterday we had some good chances. I think Gallimore's obviously missed one, potentially two, but he definitely missed one where he should have probably put that in and we'd probably won that game. And I think it is fine margins. But I do think it's just a case of sticking in there. And if we can get a couple of points, get a win before the new year, you know, obviously no reason we can't. Obviously, we've got Carlisle coming up as well. That's going to be a massive game, which we need something out of. But I'm confident we're kind of growing with each game. And, you know, I think that first win is just around the corner. And I think given the confidence is growing, I'm hoping once we get that, we can have a little run and kick on, because you know, you have a little run in this division and you can move up the table relatively quickly as long as we're in touch. And I think that's the key thing, really, between now and sort of the new year.
You know, I agree with all that. And I think it's worth pointing out in kind of definitive terms that if Cox was still here now, we're dead and buried. You know, we're cut adrift. We're not taking much from the games we've played under Hill, are we? Let's be honest. And we're more than kind of 3 points adrift. So it's important to kind of make that distinction between the kind of, despite the fact that we're still bottom of the league, that's how far kind of off the pace we were under the previous manager. And I think that something that we can probably all agree with and all relate to is a quote at the end of Hill's post-match interview from the Hartlepool game, where he says, there wasn't that reaction to sit in or the fear. There was a real courage to go and win the game, which I was really pleased about. It was almost like a magic trick, as the reflex from this group has been to sit in and fear, but there was no fear there today. We want to play without fear. And I think that is something we've traditionally done, isn't it? When we've gone a goal ahead, you know, especially in the past year, we've then decided that'll be enough, that's enough to defend. And most of the time we've kind of scored the goal relatively early in the game, and then we've got on to lose it because we've not kind of shown the ambition or, you know, as Hill says, the courage to go and get the second goal and kill the game off. And I think that's the real difference. I think that, as you said, Matt, earlier, that the players are now playing for the full 90 minutes rather than the first kind of 50 or 60. And there's that capacity, there's that kind of drive. And and sort of the miles left in the tank to see the game through to get a point out of it, whereas, you know, before under Cox we wouldn't be getting anything out of it because everybody would have been absolutely sort of like ruined by the end of the game, and that's not happening now, and I think that it's a really good base to build on, and so, you know, it's refreshing. It's a refreshing quote from Hill, and I think that I've actually enjoyed all his post-match interviews so far. I think he speaks so much sense. He's very sort of kind of quirky really in the language he uses, but I think that it really resonates with a lot of fans, and kind of it speaks to the kind of problems and the issues that we've had over the past couple of years, and you can really see him trying to fix all these things, kind of the mentality, the way we play and everything like that, and kind of the mindset really, because we are still a losing team, aren't we? We don't win games, and I think that mentality and that kind of culture around the club has been here for too long, and it will take a long time to get rid of. But I think once we do get the first win, I think things will start to look up a bit, and hopefully we get that win, and then as we said, we can kind of get those reinforcements in January, and then that will be the key thing to keeping us up really. But being, you know, really, really impressed by the new manager, and I think that it's definitely the right appointment, and let's just hope it wasn't too late.
Well, as you say, the style of play has changed. They are braver going forward. Matt, as you were saying earlier on, we are still lacking a little bit in the final third, but you can see there is a greater willing to attack. And I think a lot of this comes down to transformation of certain players. And maybe let's just go over one or two of them now. The one I want to start with, the one I think for me that's shown the most improvement, and to be honest, I go so far as to say he's like integral to the team now, is Hippolyte. I think he looks a completely different player under Hill.
Yeah, definitely. To be fair to him, I think he was having a better season anyway. Even when Cox was here, I thought he was okay, and a lot better than last season, because obviously last season he had some really poor performances and just wasn't really influencing games at all. But yeah, under Hill, I think, you know, as you say, the transformation has been massive really, and for the last few games I think he's been really intelligent on the ball. He's tried to get the ball forward, and he's actually, he passed the ball forward with purpose as well, and obviously chipped in with a couple of goals, and he's been really good, and I think it's credit to him as well, because I think a lot of people, you know, including myself last season, sort of wrote him off. I just couldn't see him as a Football League player, to be honest. But he's come back. He's obviously, I think he's toughened up a little bit as well. He seems a lot sharper. And for the last few games, I mean, there was a few good performances yesterday, but I think since Hill came in, he's had, you know, he's been really consistent in his performances, and arguably you could say he's been sort of man of the match certainly close to man of the match in two or three of those. So yeah, let's hope it continues. But I think he's kind of a key part of what we're doing kind of going forward. I think he's our main sort of attacking threat at the moment, kind of been in the right place at the right time. And yeah, he's been a massive improvement. So fair play to him. And as you say, I think for me at the moment, he would be one of the first names on the team sheet on form, current form. So yeah, he deserves a lot of credit for that, and I think Hill probably does as well, because he's maybe playing him in a slightly different way. However, you know, I think Hippolyte has reacted really well to the appointment. I think he's spoken in the press about how he's enjoying sort of training and how you know, it's really, Hill's quite demanding, but he seems to be getting the best out of him. And, you know, hopefully that continues, because, yeah, he is a key player at the moment.
Well, another one, I think, and this is mainly on yesterday's performance that I bring this up, is Jay Rowe, because, you know, a lot was asked of him yesterday, wasn't it? You know, playing over two different positions. But I think he handled that really well.
Yeah, and I think this is a player that's kind of been played kind of sparingly in two or three different positions, kind of under the previous manager, hasn't he? He's kind of been centre back, he's kind of been right back. Not convinced he either's really worked for him, or he's maybe not had enough time really to kind of get into the role, because he's never really had a proper run in the team, has he really, past two or three games. And I think that essentially Hill's just said to him, you know, you're a defender, can you defend in the midfield position? And he said, you know, show me what you can do, can you do it? And I think he maybe struggled for the kind of first time he was put in there, but as we said, he's kind of grown into it a lot, and he's kind of, you know, he's actually quite capable in this role, and it's kind of something we need, because I think it was against Bradford when Kenyon came off injured. You know, he's had mixed reviews, hasn't he, really, but I actually thought that Kenyon, when he played against Bradford, he really tied the midfield together well. Obviously, his fitness is still under question, as is a lot of players' fitness. But I think that as soon as he was removed or he was injured and he had to come off, we basically just got run straight through by Bradford. And it was really, really concerning. I couldn't see us getting anything from the game at that point until then. I think Rowe came on, didn't he? Because I think Hill made the decision. I think he apologised. He made the wrong substitution. I can't remember who he brought on. I don't know if it was Hackney.
I think it was Hackney, on. That one.
Yeah, he came on and then he brought him off again, didn't he, to bring Rowan to kind of shore up that midfield area. Yeah. And I think that was an honest mistake by the manager. And he's the main thing is that he identified it and he was quick to kind of change it, because I think if he hadn't done that, we wouldn't have got anything out of that game. And I think if this is under Cox, I think that's a certain loss as well. It's quite interesting. I think that he's sort of like when he was first thrown in there, he obviously did make a difference because we kind of got a point from the game. And I think that he's obviously growing into this role. And I think it's kind of important that we do have players that can be flexible and they can step into somebody else's role that they're not completely familiar with, but they do perform and they do give 100% commitment to that, even though it's something they may not want to do. And I think, again, that's credit to the manager. To give somebody a chance in that role, and the fact that the player is obviously then being able to perform as well. So he's clearly understood the instructions from the coaches and from the managers what he needs to do, and he's gone out there and he's done his job, whereas something probably wouldn't have been as well understood under one of the previous managers we've had in the past few years. So again, sort of like points to Hill for that, and it's interesting and it's very good to see as well.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree slightly in the Bradford game, because I do think he did struggle a little bit. And to be fair, you know, you fully expect him to do, because he's been kind of thrown into that role. As you say, Hackney came off. Rose never played that role before, but, you know, it was needs must. We didn't have anyone else really defensively minded that he could have thrown on there. And, you know, I do think he was a little bit sort of unaware of where he should be positionally, which, again, is not his fault. It was just one of those things. But I think actually Stevenage and then yesterday at Hartlepool, he was absolutely brilliant. I mean, he was, for me, especially first half, I think he was probably our best player in the first half, sort of breaking up play, getting stuck in and just doing the easy things, really, just getting the ball and not trying to do anything fancy, just keeping it moving. He did really well. And I think it was a shame to an extent that Taft was injured. Obviously, Taft wasn't playing particularly well himself anyway. And I think that's another player we can speak about in a second. But to be fair to Rowe, he's obviously been playing that role just in front of the back four, and he slotted back into the back four and he was equally as good. And I think, you know, a lot of credit to him for that, because it's difficult when you're kind of being kind of moved around. As you say, Matt, he's played right back, he's played centre back. I think Cox saw him as a bit more of a centre back than a right back. But yeah, he never really had a run in the side in a specific position. But I think I'd actually be quite comfortable if he did get that run in the side in this sort of role. Because I do think in the midfield, when he did switch back to centre-back, we did lose it a little bit yesterday in the midfield when Gallimore came on in that role. I don't think he's quite suited to it. And I think when Hill kind of identified that and swap Gallimore with Beeston, I think we kind of got in control of the game a little bit more. And Gallimore could then get forward, which I do think that's probably more his game. He got a couple of chances and, you know, arguably he could have scored. But I think he was more suited to that. So I think it's about Hill trying to kind of figure out where these players are, where the best positions are, how to kind of play them, how to utilise them. But as I say, yeah, I think everyone's spot on with the comments. Rowe has kind of been really, really good the last couple of games, and it'd be nice to see him get a run in the side, because he has been in and out, and I'm not sure he's a right back, to be honest. I've never been comfortable really with him out there. I'm more comfortable with him at centre back, but, you know, looking at this, the way he's playing the last couple of games, if he does that role, that sort of Kenyon role, until Kenyon's back fit, I think it's good for the squad, really, to have two players that can play there. And actually, as you say, Matt, Kenyon came back, he was looking okay. Obviously, nowhere near fit, I don't think, but he was looking okay. But if there's two players sort of competing for that role, I think that can only be a good thing. And Rowe is kind of proving that he can play there and he's capable of playing there. So, it'd be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, I guess a lot will depend on the fitness of Taft heading into the weekend. But I think Rowe, on the back of that performance, you'd expect him to get the nod and start again somewhere, because, you know, he definitely deserves it for yesterday's performance.
Well, you mentioned Taff there, and you want to bring him up. I know you've not been sure on him this season.
No, not at all, to be honest. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure if he's carrying an injury. I know Hill said yesterday that he'd been sort of carrying an injury from the Stevenage match, and you know that might kind of explain partly his performance yesterday, but I don't think he's been with it really for the majority of the season. Just kind of, for me, not really. Concentration levels just don't seem to be there. And yesterday, early on, he completely missed a header, and on another day, they may have got through and scored. Obviously, Watson came to help him out yesterday. There was one at Stevenage as well, where he's made a mistake which could have easily led to a goal. And there's been a few. You look back at the last sort of, I don't know, countless number of games, and he's always got a mistake in him. And I don't know what it is. I mean, he seems the type of lad that will play if he's injured, or he'll put himself forward to play. And you know, that's what you do want. But if that's kind of hampering the team and he's not quite right, it's very difficult, because obviously Davis is injured as well. I just don't think, for me, he's not been on it, and he's not really been the player that we signed last season. Obviously, when he came in on loan, he had some really good games, looked really strong, good in the air, and okay sort of on the ground as well. But I just think, at the moment, he's kind of struggling all round, really, and it's a shame.
So another one I think that didn't have a particularly great start is Millen. What do you make of him? Do you think there's been an improvement, or are you still sticking with what you thought earlier on?
Yeah, with Millen, I think there's, you know, anything's an improvement on his debut, because that was absolutely shocking. However, I do think he's growing into it a little bit. I think yesterday, sort of going forward, he played some really good balls down the line, especially in the first half.
He did that in the Bradford game as well. He can hit a ball.
He definitely can. And I think the thing I liked about yesterday with Millen was it was obviously terrible weather. A lot of kind of wind swirling around sort of in the stadium. And I think any kind of long balls were just, the wind was just catching them and taking them anywhere. So I think what kind of impressed me yesterday was that he switched it up a little bit, and he actually tried to get the ball to feet. And he played some really good balls forward towards Hippolyte. And I think, you know, especially in the first half, Hippolyte, Beeston and Millen were linking up really well down that side. And I think it was encouraging, and it was nice to see. So I know we've kind of criticised him a little bit for his defending, but it was nice to see sort of intelligent play to an extent, because, you know, there was just literally no point in hoofing it forward yesterday in those weather conditions. So that was good to see. And I think, again, that's something that Hill has been kind of keen on. I think there was another game recently where the weather wasn't great. I can't remember. It was a home game where it was quite windy. And Hill,
that would have been Bradford, I think.
Yeah, and Hill wasn't particularly happy at how we were getting the ball forward. And, you know, we were basically just knocking it along at times. And he thought we could use the ball a little bit better and get the ball forward better. And I think we saw that yesterday. And again, that for me, that's a big improvement. So, I think Millen has definitely improved since that opening day. I think getting forward, he's put some really good balls in. Obviously, set the one up for Jarvis, didn't he, against Bradford. And he's looked okay. I'm a lot more comfortable with him now than I was sort of a month ago. Again, I'm not 100% keen on him defensively, but I think going forward, he does get forward well, and he does put some good balls into the box. I think he's growing on me, but he's not quite there yet. But certainly an improvement since we first saw him.
By and large, kind of agree with what Matt has said. I think that he has improved, and I think he didn't start very well, did he? But I think something to kind of note is that while we've kind of been playing sort of a 4-3-3 sort of formation under Hill, I think it's been really important that the wing-backs get forward and they provide good kind of balls into the box. And I think that has been happening in a sense. And I think as we saw with Jarvis's goal, that was a really great ball in by Millen. And I think he has actually got a good ball on him when he gets far forward enough. He's obviously his kind of defending qualities are still sort of like open to debate, really. But I think that he does know how to put a good ball into the box. And I think that kind of with the strikers we've got with Jarvis and Loftet, you know, who like getting the head on the end of the ball, I think it's really important that the wing-backs are pushing forward and they are getting balls into the box. And I think that's kind of something that we probably, you know, can expect to see coming, moving forward if we were a little bit more ambitious and we start to win games, is the supply lines from the wing back positions really start to come to the fore. And obviously, Thompson and O'Malley have got a good cross of the ball, and as I just said, Millen as well. So it'd be good to, it's always good to see him getting forward, and it's something that you need in the absence of kind of traditional out and out wingers.
Well, you mentioned Jarvis there. I think he was probably the last one I did want to bring up, actually. Similar to Hippolyte, you know, last season either wasn't there or, you know, didn't think much of him. And this season, bit of a transformation, I think.
Yeah, I think so. He's had some really good games. He's had some others where, you know, not quite as good. But I think overall, I think the improvement's there for all to see. And I think, you know, it's a shame, really, because he works really hard. You know, he gets himself into some really good positions. And I've always said it, even last season, I think he got in some really good positions. But his finishing maybe let him down a little bit. But I do think, you know, there is a definite improvement there. And I think the goals will come. I don't think he's going to be sort of prolific by any stretch. But I think if we can keep, or if we can create some more chances, and I think that's the key thing, because we're still not creating that much, I think he will score goals. And it'll be interesting to see in January, obviously, if Loft goes. We don't know what's happening with Loft, but obviously there was interest in him in the summer, likely to be interested in him again in January. If those teams are still looking for that kind of striker, you know, if they were interested a few months ago, even though he's not been particularly great this season, they're probably still likely to be interested in him. So we'll see what happens there. He's going to get chances between now and the end of the season, I think. And, you know, you can't question his sort of work ethic. I think, you know, he's kind of really knuckled down and obviously found it difficult last season. And obviously with COVID and things like that haven't helped him. So I think the way he's come back has been good. And, you know, of the two at the moment, if someone said, you know, would you prefer Loft or Jarvis in the side? I think I would definitely go with Jarvis on current form. And, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward. But, yeah, it's just a shame, because I think, actually, if he'd taken some of his chances, he would maybe have sort of 10, 12 goals for us. Not just this season, obviously, over last season and this season. And maybe, you know, he's maybe on 5 or 6 where he could have maybe had double that with sort of easier chances he's missed. But there's definitely progress there. And I think he actually looks like a decent enough sort of target man at this level. But, yeah. The chances have to come. And I think yesterday at the sort of last 20 minutes or so when Bung came on, I think he could probably give us that missing link between sort of the midfield and the strikers. And I think he showed sort of what he can offer. But again, big question marks over his fitness and whether he's going to get through between now and the end of the season. And I think if he does, he could be the one that has that little bit of quality to unlock defences and create chances. And, you know, even he had an effort yesterday when, you know, another touch, if he'd taken another touch, he may have scored. So, yeah, there's promising signs there. I just think, you know, I think we just need to get that strike partnership right. Because at the moment, he's sort of chopping and changing it. And I think that's probably because he's not 100% on the best sort of combination from those three. And it'll be interesting in January if Loft goes, if Will Scrimshaw stay. I don't know. He's kind of seems to be in and out, doesn't he? I think it's definitely an area we do need to strengthen for sort of the second half of the season.
Well, let's move forward then, because the other night we did ask out for a lot of questions, group them sort of into areas. As you can imagine, with it being the middle of December, a lot are looking forward to January, but a few were on Loft and we've just been talking about him there. So let's maybe just go in with that with a little bit of detail. He's not been in for a while. As you say, Jarvis has been in, Scrimshaw's been in a little bit, and I still like Scrimshaw. What do you think is going to happen with Loft? Are you expecting him to stay, or do you think he's going to go? Because, you know, he's not been in the team for a while. Do you think, you know, what's going on there?
Difficult to say, actually. I think, I mean, it personally wouldn't surprise me if he did go. I think it would still be a loss, because I still think on his day, Loft is one of our best players. And I think that the kind of the attributes he's got really would really complement another striker like kind of Scrimshaw. And I think that, you know, it would be disappointing if he went. But I suppose if he went, as long as kind of the money and the spare wage is invested into another player who can replace him, or somebody who can also add to the team, specifically somebody who Hill would like to sign, then it's not the end of the world. But, you know, again, you know, you don't want to lose your best players ahead of an impending and ongoing relegation battle, really. But I honestly not sure to be honest. If the interest is still there, then it would not surprise me that he kind of moved. I mean, he's not going to want to be in a relegation battle when somebody potentially comes in higher up the table and can offer him maybe the chance of you know, a playoff push or something like that. So, you know, there'll be no surprises. But again, you know, it would be nice to keep him.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I don't think he's offered much at all really this season. I know obviously he was injured, wasn't he? He was at Rochdale, he got injured and obviously been coming back from that. But I don't think since he's been back, he played really well when he came on at Rotherham. Oh, I don't know if he started that game in the Football League Trophy. I think he had a good game then, scored a good goal. And I think one or two of the home games he's kind of put himself about and kind of maybe shown some of his better attributes. You know, when he does start running at players, he's very difficult to get the ball off. He's obviously a big lad, and it's just not quite coming together for me for some reason. I've seen a lot of people say he's not interested. I don't know if I buy into that. Seen other people say that he just looks sort of low on confidence, and that might be it, really. I think maybe if he gets a goal like he did last season, he went on a bit of a run, didn't he, when he got that first goal and he started kind of popping up and finishing chances sort of anywhere in the 6-yard box. He seems to be there poking them in. And his goals probably with Beast in last season probably kept us up. But yeah, it's just not quite working and I'm not sure why. And it will be interesting, you know, whether he has got his eye on a move, who knows. There was interest in this one, wasn't there? Let's be honest. There was interest. Swan and Cox admitted there was interest there, obviously turned bids down for him. And I think they probably turned down the bids for him because on the back of his kind of performances last season, we probably did see him as a key player. And I think Matt's right on his day. He's probably one of our better players. But we've just not seen it enough this season. And especially recently, yeah, just completely out of sorts. So it'd be interesting if the clubs that were in for him are still interested or if there's any other. I mean, I've heard that there's a couple of non-league clubs, sort of the big spending non-league clubs. Also looking at him as well. So I think he will probably have options and he's obviously approaching the end of his contract. I think he's only under contract till the summer. So yeah, it'd be interesting if we could move him on and it came down to, well, we can get a player or another striker that Hill really wants at the club that thinks could probably complement what we've already got or improve the squad. Then it might be that Loftie's kind of used as a mate weight for that. But who knows? It's going to be a very interesting one. But one thing's for sure, I think if he does stay, he definitely, we need to see some improvement from him, really, between now and the end of the season. Because at the moment, I just can't see him having the effect, really, that we're looking for. I just can't see him scoring the goals in current form and sort of maybe his confidence is low and whatever else is going on, but I just can't see him scoring the goals that we need to keep us up at the moment. But again, that could change, as we've said, if he scores one, he could go on a bit of a run, and let's hope he does. But I do think, personally, if someone came in with a decent bid for him, which would allow us to strengthen elsewhere, I wouldn't be too disappointed at this stage if he left. But again, on the other hand, if he starts banging him in, then it's going to be a very difficult situation. Do we keep him? Do we sell him if a bid comes in? I suppose that's down for Hill and the board to decide. But yeah, one to keep an eye on. I just think at the moment, we're not getting enough out of him compared to what we saw last year in spells. He just doesn't look the same player for me at the moment.
Well, let's round off, I think, with January, because it's a harder one to sort of predict this year, isn't it, really? Are you still under the impression that we do need to strengthen? I think generally, you know, that's accepted, isn't it? We don't really know what's going on with the embargo. You know, is there a possibility that's going to get paid off? How are we going to be hampered? How do you think it's going to go? I mean, Matt, you mentioned earlier on, you think Hill's probably already identified a few players he wants to bring in.
Oh, without a doubt. That'd be kind of one of the things on his sort of like to-do list, if you like. How can I strengthen this team in January if there is indeed going to be kind of funds or kind of some room to move? And I think that when the job was sold to him, I'm sure the chairman would have said, yes, there will be some funds, you know, however we might raise them or kind of whatever we can do to provide you the support you need in January, because, you know, he will have seen how bad the team is. He'll have watched videos of the results and things like that and identified areas where he thinks that we need to kind of improve, you know, as a matter of absolute necessity. And I think that you know, that will be the case. So I think you can probably expect it to be kind of quite an interesting January. And as you said, I honestly don't know how the hell the embargo works and how it impacts us. But when we've really needed to, we have brought one or two players in, and whether that be on loan or on a permanent basis. And I think that if that support's not there, then I still think that, you know, we're looking at a pretty sort of bleak future, really, unfortunately. And I think that there has to be, doesn't there? I mean, everybody can see it. Without the signings, we're not going to stay up. I think you guys can probably agree with that.
Well, do you think that? I mean, as the sort of the improvement that we've seen so far, you know, as we were saying earlier on, we're getting points now where we weren't getting any. Yes, of course, we do need to transfer that into a win. But, as we said, we don't really know how this embargo works. Let's say that, you know, there's no movement at all. Okay, we don't get anybody in. Nobody goes out. Okay, has he got, from what he's done already with this squad, do you think there's enough to keep us up or not?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think a lot would depend on some of the players that are out injured. Obviously, Bun's coming back now. If you could keep him fit between now and the end of the season, and to be fair, he did look really sharp yesterday, he would be a big asset, I think. I think he's got the quality that might enable us to score some goals, and whether he creates, whether he scores, I think he has got the ability to do that. But again, there's big question marks, isn't there? And I think there's big question marks over a lot of things, really. Between now and January, as you say, the embargo, we don't really know what's going on. I don't know if the EFL know what's going on. I don't know. They just seem to make the rules as they go along. So that's going to be a massive thing, isn't it? We need to find out whether we can sign players, how many players. You look at some of the players that are in the building, some of the loans. I don't know what's happened to Wood. He doesn't seem to be, whether he's injured or I don't know, but he's not been included, has he? Hackney's not played for 2 or 3 weeks. Bilson, there's question marks over Bilson. Is he going to be here? I don't know. He obviously signed a season-long loan, but can we send him back? So there's all these things, really, where, you know, you probably look at the loanees first and think, there should be some movement. As long as we can terminate those loans early, we should be able to get some players in, even if it's on loan, if we can get those out of the building and terminate those. But again, it's down to the EFL and what they will allow us to do. I don't know if that's a possibility to terminate loans early. I don't know if there's clauses in there. There's a lot of question marks over many different scenarios that could play out. But I don't know. I think we do need some help. I think Hill's going to get us competing. I think he's going to get us, well, he has got us competing. He's going to get us in the mix, but I think we just need that little bit of quality at times that we may be lacking a little bit, because we're still not seeing that quality, really. I think we've got a couple of moments from Hippolyte this season, from Beeston, obviously, but you look at the rest of this squad and we're lacking a little bit. And I think if we can add that somehow, I think we might just have enough. Because I think, you know, that team spirit's coming together. They're working hard for each other. The fitness is there. And I think they're buying into what Hill's trying to do. And, you know, from what the players are saying, they're actually enjoying kind of being worked hard and enjoying this kind of new sort of approach. So let's see. I don't know. It's a difficult one to answer. But if you look at the results, last few results under Hill, it suggests we're competing, but we're not quite there. And I think I said it earlier on, you know, we've come a long way in a short space of time, but we're not quite at the level. And if you can get a little bit of help to just get us up to that level, I think we'll start winning games sooner rather than later. But I think the signings have to come early January. And, you know, if they're not here until late January, I think then we're going to start having a problem, because that's a lot of games that have passed between now and sort of the end of January to kind of carry on with this group of players. And I think if we can get players in early, I think we have got a good chance of closing that gap. It's only a small gap at the moment and staying up. But yeah, the longer it goes on, I think it's going to become more and more difficult. But having said that, I do have faith at this moment in time.
Well, I think we'll leave that there. So, yeah, last couple of games then, I think certainly improvement under Hill. I think we are going in the right direction. As you mentioned, January is going to be key. But we'll just keep an eye out and see how it's going. Thank you for listening to this one. There will be an episode next weekend. So we've got a big game against Bristol Rovers at home, first home game for a while. We are available. We will be recording one after that. So that'll come out. And then, of course, we've got the Christmas fixtures. So they'll probably get grouped together. So it will be soon. We'll see you on the next one.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.